USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are multiple victims after a shooting on a Greyhound bus in California this morning. Police say there were 40 people on the bus as it was north of Los Angeles County when one of the people aboard took out a gun and just started shooting. One victim is dead, five other people wounded. The shooter reportedly got off the bus when it stopped and was immediately put into custody. Voters will have their say for the first time in the 2020 Democratic primary season as Iowa voters will gather to caucus across the state today. In the Hawkeye State, polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. Amy Klobuchar is not at the top, but still expressing confidence.
Every place we went, huge crowds, a lot of interest, people literally signing up, committing to caucus.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, just to be here, it's surreal.
That's the winning Super Bowl 54 quarterback and the game's MVP, the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, after his side beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to take the NFL crown.
Didn't play to my liking in the third quarter, but the guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end.
The impeachment trial against President Trump is ending this week with closing arguments scheduled for today and then a vote that's expected to acquit him on both articles of impeachment on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president says the impeachment process has been unfair to both him and his family, saying in a pre-Super Bowl interview on Fox, it's something that should never happen to another president ever again. There are now 11 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, six of them in California. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Average gasoline prices across the U.S. decreasing for the third straight week, falling 5 cents a gallon to a national average of 2.46. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at 3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at 2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to 2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October, on continued fears of the coronavirus in China.
I'm John Clemens.
A Montana state lawmaker says he believes the Constitution calls for jailing or shooting socialists. Republican Rodney Garcia of Billings offering that opinion at a state GOP gathering late last week when he said he's concerned about the number of socialists entering the U.S. government. Garcia said the Constitution says socialists could be shot or jailed. His party has condemned his remarks. And Apple is now offering iPhone repair house calls in six U.S. cities. The new service available so far in San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas. Get us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.